We are new to one another. I am full of awkward tension and jittery nerves. You are taller, so your eyes are downcast just enough to make me almost feel like prey. Almost. I've come here for a specific purpose, and I can feel myself getting wet as you begin undressing for me. Being a voyeur isn't something I shy away from, but the way that your mouth pulls and your bottom lip gets trapped between your teeth, I am almost too shy to watch. But I do watch, especially as your shirt comes over your head. You know exactly what you're doing to me, the way your hands sensually slide down your pecs, further to your abdominals, loosening up your gray sweatpants. Without ceremony, they fall to the floor, along with my better sense. Fuck. You're so goddamn handsome. Honestly, I am lucky just to be in the room with you. Your thumbs hook into your briefs to slide them off, but I shake my head and swallow the lump in my throat. No, darling. Let me. My hands are small and pale compared to yours, soft and almost timid. The feel of your body hair makes me shiver as I take a deep breath and slowly work them down. I carefully crouch, sighing happily when your cock is freed and so close to my face. Beautiful. All the time you spend on your body shows, you're the very image of masculinity. It makes it so much more delicious to think about what's coming soon. I look up at you smiling, before placing kisses along your inner thigh, working my way up to your cock. You're more than half hard by the time my warm mouth takes you. Is this what you've been thinking about? Me on my knees. Right in front of you. Sucking your big hard cock. You're such a good boy, aren't you? You're not allowed to come yet, though. You know that, right? Good boy. I'm not gonna lie. I was wondering about how good you would taste. Sorry. I can get a little overexcited. When I am done, and your voice is rough from groaning and those delicious expletives, I stand back up, I reach for my bag, and I hand it to you. Please put this on me. Quick work is made of the zipper, and you exhale sharply, seeing the black straps of dildo inside. You'd been waiting to see it, begging me to show you so you can imagine it. While you get it sorted out and the dildo cleaned in the bathroom, I take my jeans off and set them aside. You come back a few minutes later with everything assembled. I smile at you warmly and affectionately touch your hair as you get on your knees. As I slide each foot into the harness, I lean against your shoulders to make sure I don't fall over. This works well until I feel your hot mouth kissing and sucking at my sensitive thigh. Playfully, I tug your hair, feeling you get the last adjustments made on my harness. Good boy. Thank you. Now please, get on your knees for me. You are eagerly compliant, not wasting any time. I am pleased with how your eyes have focused on my dildo. I'll let you watch me stroke it, smiling as I see your cock twitch. Come on, sweetheart. Suck it for me. Show me how badly you want me to fuck you with it. Your tongue is eager, greeting it first before letting your lips wrap around the head. My eyes are glued to your face, ravenous to see your mouth stretch and your drool start escaping down your chin. I lose some patience, gripping the back of your head and shoving forward. You handle it so well and recover quickly. So I do it again. Come on, baby. You can do better than that. Take it. Don't stop. But if you really need to, tap my thigh, okay? Tap if you understand. You tap, and I push again. Good fucking boy. Thank you. The sound of you gagging but eagerly pushing through it is enough to make my toes curl. Such a good fucking slut, aren't you? Taking my cock like that. I'm gonna fuck your ass so good. A moan rips itself from you as the entirety of my dildo goes down your throat. I force you to stay there, looking up at me biting my lip, spit smeared all over your handsome face. After a few more seconds, I release you and relish the desperate inhale you take. Stand up and get on the bed, on your hands and knees. I turn to get the lube out of my bag. Here you climb onto the bed and prepare yourself. When I come back to you, I see the end of a plug in your ass. You must have done this in the bathroom earlier. I see that you like to think ahead. Good. I get my dildo lubed up. Looking at how your delicious ass and the curves your muscles give you. Fuck, you really are gorgeous to look at. It's fun to see your body jump and sway as I run my dry hand over you. My nails gently scratch your ass cheeks and up and down the backs of your thighs. Are you ready? You answer me with an insistent nod. Almost whimpering when I use my fingers to press and pull on your plug. You're so tight and needy on it. I want to moan watching your ass arch up as I work it out of you. Yeah, just like that, baby. Fuck. When it's freed from you, I use my lubed fingers to rub and gently prod at your hole, already needy to be filled again. I square up behind you, still on my feet, and start to gently tease you at the head of my cock. How does that feel? Can you feel it pressing into you? Oh, shit. just want to slide it between your ass cheeks. Oh, you feel it? Yeah, I want to shove this whole fucking thing in you. Mm-hmm. But first, I just want to tease you with it. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Yeah, arch your back up a little bit more. Oh, fuck. Oh, okay. Okay, okay. How bad do you want it? Tell me. Use your words. Beg me. Say, Mads, please fuck my ass. I want to hear you say it. What? One more time. Good boy. Fuck, you're so tight. Oh, just relax a little bit more. There it is. Oof. Look at you. So fucking needy. Oh, shit. Look at how good you look taking it. Oh, yeah. Okay, okay. Pull your hips back. Just like that. Oh, my God, baby. Oh, how's it feel? Does it feel good to be fucked by me? Is this what you've been thinking about? You're touching yourself. Fuck. Yeah, just like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. God, you're so good. You're such a good boy. Oh my God. Oh, you're just taking that whole fucking cock, aren't you? Stop moving, but it feels so good though. Okay, okay. Let me just ease it out. You made such a mess, but it's okay. Good boy.